Winter is a coming.
Oh, the North remembers. That's my son's name. The Starks.
You know what that means? Cold and flus. And if you're after an immunization service, well, no better place to go than head to chemistwarehouse.co.nz. There you can find out everything you need to know about the latest vaccinations and immunizations. All thanks to the team at Chemist Warehouse, proud sponsors of The Morning Shift.
Kia ora.
Rolling with Chemist Warehouse.
Let's push.
Give me some.
Let's go. Never fold.
10 toes down, baby.
Ow. You know who it is.
I'm trying to be like you, mother.
Shush. It's too late to turn back now.
The Morning Shift. Powered by Uno Media.
Good evening and everything in between. It's your welcome Wednesday, and we're here for our morning shifters from our misters to our sisters. We back for another show just in case you missed us.
Do the dishes.
So powered by Uno Media. What's up?
Hello, wonderful humans. Stay blessed.
Don't stress.
We've got you covered like a sundress. Welcome to officially the number one show if you call down under your home. Welcome to new media, the people's media.
Let's pull.
Say no more, take your shoes off at the door. Everything you want, nothing you don't, real people, real talk.
And if we ain't number one in the charts, hopefully we're number one in your heart.
Let's get it.
It's hump day, baby. It's hump day, hey,
chill. Halfway through the working week already. What is on the show for you? Who's listening to us? You, me, I? What's going on up here? That's what we're talking about on the show today. I'm going to leave you with that. What have you got in store for us today, buddy old pal?
Yeah, look, we're going to... Yep. Y'all heard about those conjoined twins?
I did, Jordan.
That's crazy.
I did.
That's crazy. Got a couple of facts that maybe you didn't know, you didn't want to, need to know what to think about. That's how confused I am about this.
That's on the show?
That's on the show.
Okay, that's on the show. Hey, it's a Wednesday, so you know what that means.
I'm Jordan.
And I'm Brooke.
And this is True News
for you. Damn, what's the best start?
That's
damn,
so good. And we got Men's Den. And I'm going to use J. Cole for Men's Den today.
Oh.
We're going to go there. Beep, we're going to address the apology. Because I'm a fan. I'm a fan. I wanted war. I really just want war between Kendrick and Drake. Cole saw himself out and I am mad at him.
Oh,
He's still got bars.
That's our Men's Den, though. Hey, Mark, the Men's Den, it's welcome to everybody, right?
It is indeed. Everybody's welcome. We slow it down a bit. It's all thanks to our mates at Spate Summit Ultra.
That's it.
But happy mates, we better mates.
That's it. We always start the show with an absolute
vibe.
And Jordan has those honors today.
You know, sometimes with the vibe, I get into this kind of mode where I feel like everything has to be up for the vibe because I want people to like get a step on their day.
Mm.
But sometimes you have to slow it down. Shout out to my bro Nipia. Did a viral video to this, and it reminded me that we can still get a step on to the great Charlene. Enjoy. Let's push.
Oh, every time, Jordan, I don't miss.
Telling you, Brooke.
Come on, Mark. Come on.
It was longer the intro than I remember.
It's all right. It's okay, man.
Set in the pocket. Go there, Celine.
Oh.
There were nights when the wind was so cold.
Which is coming.
But my body froze in bed if I just listened to it right outside the window.
Arriba.
There were days when the sun was so cruel.
We'll let you sing.
All the tears turned to dust, and I just knew my eyes were drying up forevermore. I finished crying in the instant that you left.
Tell me now.
And I can't remember where or when or how.
What else?
And I banished every man.
Back up.
But when you touch me like this,
touch me,
and you hold me like that,
hold me.
I just have to admit that it's all coming back to me when I touch you like this,
judge me,
and I hold you like It's so hard to believe, but it's all coming back to me. It's all coming back.
Come on,
here we go.
We're gonna have a good day today, Shifty. I'm gonna start with Celine Dion,
cause we are.
There were flashes of light.
Come on,
hey. Things I'd never do again, but then that always seemed right.
Day today, lads.
So she's still going.
Okay, so turn it back up.
And if you need me like that, it was that long ago, but it's all coming back to me. It's so hard to resist.
It's all coming back. It's all coming back. Oh. Sometimes you gotta slow it down here to start the day with a vibe.
I ain't mad about that.
How do you dance to that song?
You don't.
You rock.
You don't know.
You let your spirit move your body.
You feel it.
You don't move your body, you let your spirit move your body.
You sway in the wind, Mark.
Thank you, Celine.
Thank you, Celine.
Dion, because we on.
Hey, thank you for that, Jordan. That was great.
How are we feeling today, boys?
Yeah, good. Hey, you were saying you've watched the, you're up to date with MASH.
Keep this rolling. Oh, you, mate. Start the song again if you want to. I got you. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, shifters. I watched what I thought was the final episode. Excuse me, the reunion's still on the way. But it was the final vows between Jack and Tori. And Mark, you've seen it, and I'm similar to you. Can't quite pinpoint the behavior that I saw from Jack and his vows and what he had to say.
So, what is that?
So to break it down, Tori gave this beautiful vows. She said, I'm falling in love with you.
Oh, no.
We've been through some ups and downs, but I want you by my side. Oh, Jack gets a chance.
Haven't been looking for a teammate, but you've been a teammate of mine.
What are you talking about, Jack?
That's not love. That's a teammate.
Yeah,
and that's not what I'm after.
Jack, bro. Jordan, this went on for... Forgive me if I'm wrong, but 2 minutes, Mark. It was a 2 minute speech of just
if you can
why
imagine,
it's not going to work.
Yeah, if you could imagine a woodsman in the wood, the massive kauri tree, just every comment was like just a chop, a chop at the trunk. And you're like, oh, tree's about to fall.
It was on a knife's edge.
Tree's about to fall. They're about to yell out, timber! But no, Jack's behavior.
Timber!
Jack has us all guessing. What is that, Brooke? What is that kind of behavior? It's not narcissism.
Well, it's close to it.
It's past narcissism.
No, oh, you think it's past
it? It's past, brother.
Bro,
you think it's past it? Okay,
yeah.
Interesting.
There's not even a care in the world to keep that tree upright. Like, a narcissist wants to keep that tree nice and strong so it can climb it whenever it wants. This is chop that tree, make its way.
Make it paper.
Yep, then wrap it back up. Like, it's weird behavior.
It's more than weird. Yeah. I can't quite pinpoint what it is.
It's disgusting behavior.
You know what I thought when he was saying the speech? I thought that he was going to break up with her. And I thought, you know what? I'm actually okay with you breaking up.
He didn't break up?
No, they stayed together.
They stayed together.
Sorry, we left that part out.
He playing her because he know he's going to leave after the experiment.
He's got to make himself look good for
the potential beesies that he's trying to get after.
I had that thought too. As he was saying the speech, I was thinking to myself, okay, if they break up after this, life's a journey and
learning
from it.
Yeah,
but it's a weird way of going about it. But because he flipped it and said, but I do want to try this with you and I do want to make it work,
timber, like the tree was about to fall.
It's down.
Yeah, and he's like, but I do want to hang out with you.
What are the tree cutter people called?
I just called them a woodsman, like a
arborist. Bro, that sounds narcissistic. He's an arborist. Guys, I gotta high check this chicken too, because I know that was a bit long, but I gotta get mine in. Are you ready?
Let me guess.
I had the best day yesterday.
Oh, I saw this.
Guys, yesterday I played a quick nine of golf at Chamberlain. If you haven't been to Auckland, Chamberlain's like it's the bread and pasta of golf. In Auckland. Yep. Cheap green fees. You can just go and line up. There's no golf politics.
A little hilly, but...
You can wear T-shirts. I don't know if I should say that out loud, but they do let you through. You know, it's a humble golf course. When I pulled in to the car park, I did notice this power green Range Rover that looked very expensive, and I thought, oh, man, what a rich guy. Coming to Chamberlain, humble little hit.
power green.
Didn't take any notice of it. I was on a three ball with my two other mates. Shout out to Lung and Lipo. And I'm not a big fan of, like, you know, letting other people play. Because, you know, it's kind of, I just want to play with my mates, talk the shite, you know, and just kick it with the boys. Then I hear my friend say, yeah, bro, you can play with us. And I was like, oh, here we go. Did you check that with me? I'm a Taurus. You should know this. Then I turn around. And lo and behold, it is the Prince King of Rohirrim himself, Carl Urban.
Wow.
Carl Urban.
No, now you're really playing with the boys.
Oh, no. The boys.
The boys.
No, exactly. Right.
With the boys.
Exactly. This dude, honestly, he's a great golfer, by the way. But he was so down to earth. We had a great round. And I asked him to be on the podcast. So I'm not sure if we're going to get that because I only asked him in the DMs after he reposted the story we put up.
That was it?
Bro, we actually played, it was like a par three. And I go, let's play for something. I was like, if you get closer to the pin than us, then you don't know. Like, oh, if we get closer to the pin than you, you have to give us a photo at the end of this. And he beat us all. And I was like, damn, you can say no to that photo now. He's like, yeah, I might say no to that photo now. Like, he was just giving us good bants. We got a great photo. But I won't be allowed to tell this story.
Well, tell it.
No, I can't, because I don't want to, like, overstep the mark of, you know, maybe it's not a story I'm allowed to share. But if he's on the podcast, he can share. So let's just manifest that. But I asked him, I said, who's the greatest actor you've worked with, your favorite? Bro, 0.5 second he waited to say this. He said Viggo Mortensen. AKA Strider, AKA the King of Gondor, AKA Aragorn.
Aragorn.
The little boy in me.
Though.
The little boy in me, bro. I was like, tell me more. He told me the story about Viggo that, like, could bring a grown man to tears. It could have brought a grown man to tears. I could have cried.
You lived your dream yesterday, didn't you?
I lived my dream.
On the golf?
He was giving me Lord of the Rings stories, like the stories I wanted to hear. You know, he caught the vibe. I wanted to hear about Lord of the Rings. Like, that was my childhood, you know? I watched that movie every year at Christmas. I don't give a damn. Who don't want to watch it?
Oh,
what's that? But I hope we can get him on the podcast to tell the story, because honestly, Viggo Mortensen, he's the King of Gondor.
Or he could tell his own story. Like, the fact that he's with the boys.
Oh, no,
now,
totally,
that,
totally.
That
all of that, all of
massive.
That. Yeah, but.
He's done so much.
This is about me, Mark.
Ah, true, true,
okay? He's not on the show yet, brother. You're looking at the river, okay? Carl. Oh, wait, Carl's not here. But he will be soon. But anyway, great chat.
If you pull that off, I'll give you
Let's
that.
Get into Daily Bread. That's right, guys. Daily Bread. Breaking bread with the news of today.
And today is April 10th. That is 101 days deep into the year. 265 left to get her done.
Get her done.
It's World Homeopath Day today.
What does that mean again?
Take that path out of it and I'm with it. Some of my homies.
Ah. Homeopath is the, that would be homeo.
Oh.
And there's
I thought it was homie. Thought it was homie. Very different. Very different.
Mm. It's all about taking away conventional medicine and learning about the alternative. Kind of like the complementary medicine. Things that haven't been done through science necessarily.
The full 20.
Yeah. Homeopath Day. It's also Golfer's Day.
Oh, now you've
got Jordan. Come on!
Gotta go out.
Shout out to all my golfers! Shout out to the Golf Warehouse, because you're not going to be happy about this, but... they helped your boy out.
Oh.
We got a new set of clubs picking up this afternoon. Come on now. QI10 driver.
Shush.
Also, Global Work From Home Day today.
That's a vibe.
That was a vibe until we all started working from home.
Then we had to work from home. And then, it was like,
and then we damn now don't want to work anymore.
That's probably did the most damage was actually everyone having to work from home.
And when that was like a privilege, like, I'll just work from home. Are you sure? Are you sure?
Now it's
I can come in. That's you know, like, it's all good.
Now it's no longer a treat. It was what we
it's
had
a work
to do.
From work day.
Yeah,
let's try that.
It's
one.
Like telling us, I'm working from home. Deal with it.
What's happened?
That's crazy.
Happy Global Work From Home Day.
Love that,
guys. Yesterday would have been. President Joe Biden will announce his plans to cancel student debt for more than 30 million Americans.
Wow.
He's just going to wipe it
just before he gets up out of here.
I want to say, what if you're like 30 million in one and miss out on that?
So it's only 30 million in debt?
No,
30 million people's debt. Oh, I wonder what that adds up to.
Oh, trillions.
Horrendous.
Oh, billions maybe? Billions.
Yeah, it depends where you go and what you do, but yeah.
But I suppose, like, with the working economy and look at me talking like I'm an American analyst, but if you clear people's debt, they can actually feel like they can get ahead and they can get energized about doing stuff for themselves and working.
Is that going to look like it devalues what you've earned, though?
No.
It shouldn't.
How do you keep charging like these students' debt now, though? They're going to look and go, what the heck?
Just got to wait for another time where a president wants to try and buy some votes.
Well, it won't be Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He won't clear, though.
Oh, well, he's going to wipe it, and he's not going to get into office. So that's pretty crazy.
Be cool to be known as the guy who wiped a whole lot of people's debt, though.
It would be very cool. This one, though, I did want to say this was in the news cycle over the weekend, but an Iowa man pleaded guilty to charges he had been living under another man's identity since 1988. Here's where it gets sad, though. Causing the other man to be falsely imprisoned for identity theft, and he was also sent to a mental hospital.
Oh my goodness.
Imagine
someone stole his name and identity.
And he's telling them, my identity's been stolen. I'd go into a mental hospital too.
Yeah.
How disparaging would that be?
It'd be horrible, like playing off someone else's Fortnite account. That'd
this guy's just working at the local hot dog stand.
So how'd they work it out? Or why do they believe him now?
Someone did an investigation and they figured it out. Since 1988, this guy has just been Matthew Someone David else. Kearns, and it's not him.
He would you begin to believe your lies, right?
Bro, I'd go crazy.
That's him.
You'd have to do DNA tests with the parents or something like that, and then finally do a DNA test with the two people claiming to be that person.
Or something.
Oh, crazy.
Very sad that.
This one isn't so sad. This is more, this guy is him. Have you guys heard of the Hardest Geezer? That's his nickname.
I like that nickname. He probably does cool stuff.
Well, he did something.
Stuff we can't do.
His real name's Russ Cook, and he just completed the run across Africa.
Oh.
Yes. He just ran across Africa. So the breakdown of it is it's 10,000 miles, which I worked out is almost 16,000 kilometers, which is 385 marathons that he did in 352 days.
A marathon a day.
Yes.
More.
It's more.
What?
And he's been running for a year.
Yeah. And he wanted to finish it by Christmas, but a few things happened along the way that... Actually, I'm going to break this down.
So he failed. He failed.
Nah, I'm going to break this down for him because he did so well. So it started the 22nd of April, 2023. On day 64, he got robbed at gunpoint.
See, this is why running across Africa is more like impressive than America, because you got to see lions.
They come
see rhinos. You know what I mean?
He got through that.
Hippos, bro, they're scary.
I'd run a little quick if they were chasing me. Day 167, he ran through, I'm not surprised with this, but he ran through food poisoning. Can you imagine doing a marathon on that?
Well, I've swum through food poisoning. Not good.
What? How?
Yeah, Thailand, swimming.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
You swim through.
Oh, yeah, you took this. Yeah. Okay, we're just going to skim through. Day 278, he had to call for help because visa issues.
Huh?
So he had to call. Obviously, he's getting a bit of movement. People are working out he's doing this run. Okay, I've got some sort of notoriety. But they weren't letting him in certain countries. So he had to go for visa issues.
This is unfathomable to me that a human can run average a marathon a day or more.
And go through all these extra things.
How does he recover? Like, how is it?
Some can.
That is incredible.
But, and then to think about it, day 304. It's not like he's starting on this day. 304 after basically doing 300 marathons. He gets hit with a sandstorm and a snowstorm that he is running through, and he's still complete.
Timothy Butler.
Sandstorm and a snowstorm.
Bro,
just for a laugh.
While we're here.
Was he doing it for a cause or anything?
No.
Oh, don't know.
What was his nickname again?
That pissed me
off. Well, I don't think he is.
He did it without a cause?
Maybe he did.
That's crazy.
I haven't seen it. Don't take that away from him if he is. His name's Russ Cook.
He's cooking, all right.
He goes by the Hardest Geezer, and that's a nickname you can keep.
Hardest geezer. Imagine telling your grandparent, your grandchildren that, then going to school and be like, my granddad was
the
hardest geezer.
Hardest geezer.
That is your daily break, guys. Breaking bread
with the news of today.
This is the Morning Shift.
Shifters, before we jump into this, I just want you to say something in your head. Don't say it out loud. Why? Say whatever you want to say, but just say it in your head. Cool. Now this might be a little far-fetched, I'm aware of this, but just humor me for the next couple of minutes. It may be a little shower thoughty, but I love me a shower thought. And every now and then a shower thought needs to be inspected. It needs to be investigated. And who better than the three of us to have a little jam.
I've always said that.
I got a question for you guys today. The question is, if the voice in your head is you, who's the one listening?
You.
Is it though? Is it though? Because did a little bit of research on this and watched a couple of videos and
make that stew, bro. Get me there.
Well, for starters, some people don't even have monologue in their head, which that blows my mind. So when I said before, hey, can you say something in your head? Some people just can't even say that. Whatever they wanted to say.
Really though? Or are they just like not thinking? Like they just think, they just expect it to be like a voice you hear like audibly.
No, I think there are generally people who
Nothing's going on in there.
When Brooke said
that's impossible.
That, you know, say something in your head. And there were people just been like listening to audio but not hearing anything from inside their own head. So straight away when Brooke said that, I went zombie.
I know some people. 1999. I know some people feel like it's audible though.
What do you mean?
Like they, you know how you can hear your voice talking now?
Yeah.
When they think a thought, they can hear that.
Yes.
That ain't me. Maybe that's what they mean.
So what are you?
Hang on a second. Can I hear my voice when I think?
Let me turn this all down for you.
Oh, this is hurting my brain now. This is hurting my brain.
I'm going to ask you the question again from the jump. Say something in your head, and you don't have to say it out loud, but I'm going to give shifters you this piece of the next 10 seconds to say something in your head. Wow. So what do you think's going on there?
My brain's talking to me.
I'll ask you again. If the voice in your head is you, who's the one listening? Because the question really is, who's the one listening?
You mean...
I guess the question is,
Brooke... A little bit of job at this, Brooke. I'm getting confused.
I guess the question is it you who's the voice in your head, or is it you who's listening to the voice in your head? Do you know what I mean? Like, it can't be the same, because
you're conditioned to think away.
Because when you have a conversation outside of your head, it generally is one person talks, the other person listens, then something, and so on and so on. You can't have the same person talking and listening as such from your head and the voice in your head. Like, is that you, or is it you who is listening to that voice in your head? Which one is it?
Consciousness.
Is that you, though?
It has to be.
Does it?
Yes.
So I just wanted us to have a little... all I wanted for us was to have a little yarn, and I want to play a piece of audio out for you
now. Okay, thank you, because I was trying to give the answers, but I don't have the answers, bro.
Here's some audio for you, just food for thought.
The question starts off with, if the voice in your head is you, which is a fair assumption for anyone to make, but it's not entirely accurate. This would be like saying, I am my face, or I am my name. These are just parts of our experience which are subject to change at any time. Your face can change as you grow, your name can change as you get married. At the end of the day, these are not permanent parts of our existence. If we wanted to pin down an answer for who am I, we have to search for something that's always present and unchanging throughout our lifetime. The answer to this one is actually in the question itself, with the next part being, who's the one listening? See, the only permanent part of our being is actually awareness itself. This awareness is the only constant while everything else is changing. For example, your body changes all the time, every single day, but your awareness of it is always the same. The only times we feel like our awareness has changed is when we choose to identify and grasp onto these changing elements, like our thoughts and feelings. But the second we let them go, we go right back to our natural state of awareness. So there it is. The question is answered. You are not the voice in your head. You are the one listening.
Whoa! You are not the voice in your head. You are the one listening. Okay, while I was listening to that, I'm thinking we have to go somewhere after this. Like our consciousness, our being.
Spirit.
Because like my inner voice
and
my ability to go feel there. Isn't... directly, like, it's not a muscle.
So your body
bones.
Is just harvesting.
So when
something.
Our bodies deteriorate and we leave this lived experience, like, this consciousness isn't physical. So, like, where does it evaporate?
Go?
Does it go somewhere? Like,
do we go?
What happens to that ball of energy?
Exactly.
Where does it go?
It's beautiful.
Who owns it?
Do we own it?
Like, are we? Exactly.
Is there a puppet master above us?
Are we the property of our own consciousness? Like, is it stamped just us?
What if it doesn't go anywhere? What if it goes with the body?
I think people really struggle with that idea. What?
Would you be fine with it? Like, if you left this mark,
it'd be so boring.
Everything about you, though, if that, when you go, everything about you goes, would you be fine with it?
I think so, yeah. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I am too.
I don't need more.
Because it's so far out of my ability to understand that, like, me thinking, like, I hope there's something else, or, like, yearning for it more than, like, what
that
is deja
vu
now,
feeling.
Like, I'm happy to not think about it and just, like, let that go, because it's just so overwhelming. And I think a lot of people, you know, and it's no slight to them, but they kind of get infatuated with, well, what's next? What's next? What's happening? But
it must be pretty good. If there is something that is next, it must be pretty good, because you don't see many spirits back here. Do you know what I mean?
Like, and I've never seen one. And I know people do.
Like, you think about the amount of people who have passed on. It's not like you see heaps of them come back going, nah, it's dumb. Stay in your body. Do you know what I mean? Like, it must be okay. So whatever happens after this...
Oi, start that though. Start
it. Dumb, oi.
You'll go down as one of the greats.
Don't die.
Go to the doctor more. Like, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
like,
she's so right.
It must be okay.
I've thought about this so much.
Go on.
When have you had time to?
I know this world can be great, but this world can be so evil that I'm almost like, isn't this hell?
Ooh.
Like,
we
grind through hell. To your point, Mark, like, not many, we don't, people come like, that's not mean up here, Oi. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. We don't really hear that. Like, it is a funny point, but to bring that to my point is, like, I know that such goodness can exist on this world, but I wouldn't say it's utopia. And when you think about, like, the true evil that can exist in this world.
Living right now.
Like, tell me, like, that this can't be a form of hell.
And if
you're able to live this life with going unscathed, I think you get lucky. But, like, I don't say that. I don't even know if I should use the word
hell. It might be like a game level. Like, this is like a really hard level that we're playing at right now.
Actually, let me go a bit deeper. Like, as a religious person growing up in church, I've always battled with the idea of hell. Like, it doesn't.
Or the push and pull?
It doesn't make sense to me that you can. And then, you know, a lot of religious people get into, like, what I'm about to say and say, well, you know, with their different interpretations. But I feel like we've sold a certain portion of people on the idea that you have a eternal consequence. But my thing is, like, you only had a finite life. So how can a finite life have a consequence that lasts for eternity?
Very true.
And that's, like, that's something that I battle. I believe in atonement. I believe in the choices that you make here. There's atonement that will happen in life, and there might be atonement you'll have to have in the afterlife, or whatever happens after this.
But it's not eternal.
I'm not sold on a consequence for eternity.
I've always battled with the idea of, like, doing something that you messed up, like, years and years ago. Like, oh, remember that time when you stood on that ant, and then you get to the place where you decided at, and it's like, well, you stood on that ant 30 years ago, and you're like, oh, damn it, really? That's sending me that way? Like, that's.
I believe in atonement. I 100% believe in that.
Just be good. Be good.
I believe in these conversations. That's what I believe in, shifters. Whatever you want to take from this.
Like, do you guys believe in a past life? Have you ever met someone or had an experience and you feel like this is beyond, like,
is mortal?
Just here. This is something else.
I've never felt that, but I understand that people may have. I'm of the firm belief, and this sounds so far-fetched, but we have turns in certain things. So I live this life now that I'm living. And the next life I live, it may not be that great. It may be, it's not filled with the greenest of pastures, and I have to fight through that life. And I come back in the next life, and I live a completely separate life somewhere else.
But then, like, who's the conductor of all of this?
I don't know. I don't know.
And why would... Like, when you think about consciousness and our spirits, like, it's incredibly powerful.
It truly is. That's the one thing, too, that incredibly they reckon that separates us from any other animal, is that we have the ability to think at this level. But I think we're still at a very, very basic thinking level. Like, if we think that what happens to us when we die, we know we don't, and no one's been able to prove it, and no one's really come back with anything substantial. But the animals are still at that point. Like, I'm talking about basic animals, they're talking, just trying to survive. They don't want to die. We are having thoughts about how we die, where we go after we die, all that kind of stuff. That's that major difference.
Trivial. But
this is it though, right? The next layer, the next level, we're teaching it to try and have a conscience right now. It's called AI. We're trying to teach it to think on our level. So when it thinks at our level and knows everything it knows, then it will probably give us the answers to where we go when we pass. Because we don't have the ability to think past where we think to. Animals have the ability to think past where, you know, they don't have the ability
that,
to go any further than that, what they think to.
Because I didn't want to give that any sort of legs, but
AI will tell us what happens.
I still
happens
think the animals know more than us.
I think they feel more than us. I know they know more than us.
I wouldn't be hanging around in a paddock if I was a sheep and I knew more than the humans. I'd be doing some kind of revolution and taking over.
Well, is that the answer, though?
NASA's actually been asking for any documentation of animals acting strange during the lunar eclipse. Because apparently, some out-of-character stuff.
That's with humans, too, though.
What?
Yeah, that's with humans as well. Yeah, I'm right.
Just sprinkling some salt. Don't mind me.
Hey, shifters. Food for thought. Take it or go. Take it or leave it. I'll ask that question one more time. If you are the voice in your head, who's the one listening?
This is the Morning Shift.
Shifters.
Hey.
I don't believe it. Michael, what are you fighting about? The girl is. This is a little bit hard to talk about today because, I mean, I'm just going to read what is being said, but
this story's been doing the rounds and it's kind of gone a little bit viral, maybe on TikTok if you've seen it on Reddit. But have you heard of the conjoined twins Brittany and Abby Hensel?
I have, as of late. Recently, I have.
I don't know. I don't know the difference between Siamese and conjoined, so I'm just going to say they're conjoined twins. Their names are Brittany and Abby. Except, so they're.
Sorry.
It's not funny. They're joined together. Like, one body.
Gotcha, Roger.
Got me?
Got you, I'm with you. I can see it in my...
And they seem to be quite solid in their story. They put themselves out there. They answer questions on Reddit. And on Twitter recently, a lot of people seem to want to know things that I wouldn't ask.
Conjoined twins, popularly referred to as Siamese twins.
Okay, cool. Just didn't want to, I wasn't sure if
you want to offend no one.
Yeah, Siamese might not be the one anymore. These conjoined twins, Brittany and Abby, recently answered some questions on X. And basically, one of the conjoined twins decided they wanted to get married. Mm-hmm. So they married the person they wanted to marry. This guy's taking the... This guy. I saw the photo. I just took one look. I said, this guy.
I need to have a look at the photo.
No judgment, though, okay? Let's just stay on topic. And they answered some... And little warning here, guys. Some adult questions.
Yeah, let's have a grown-up chat.
So they posted, because everyone is asking, we're just going to tell you. I'm not sure which one got married.
It doesn't say on this article.
But I'll just read exactly what their status was on Twitter. Because everyone is asking, we're just going to tell you. Yes, I have adult cuddles with my husband. Yes, I go to the South Island on him. Not the North Island, the South. Okay, so Abby must have got married. Abby must have got married. Sorry, I'm with you now. Because Brittany didn't get married, and Brittany didn't want to get married.
Was she given the option?
Don't know. Someone say, well,
don't know.
Like, look, don't do that. Yes, my sister Brittany is there. I thought that would have been obvious. Yes, my sister and I, what's that song Omar used to sing? Oh!
Yeah, oh.
It's gonna be the sound. As one. But when I sleep with my husband, she's usually reading a book or listening to a true crime podcast. This gets me. So she just puts the pleasure out of her mind.
Oh, wow.
You have sis listening to a true crime podcast?
Wait,
during?
Now I've got questions.
Like, it's bad enough in the next room.
Like, now I got questions, Jordan.
See, the internet had questions.
Do they layer up from that, though?
That's all they said.
Like, is it just, hey, check the earphones on? Like, what's the conversation this had? You can read a room. It's all happening.
You got me?
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the conversation that we're having here?
But it's blowing a lot of the internet's minds. But they've just come out and said that's what it is.
What I'll say is I saw it and they looked like they were happy. And that's all that matters.
I mean, Brittany was smiling in the wedding photo. But it's just that's one of the things that just I can't get my mind around, eh? That would be really difficult.
I wonder if they have completely separate personalities.
Or consciousness. Go back to the chat. We're not sure. But anyway, that's kind of like my little update there. I thought that was interesting. Thought I'd bring it. I don't really know where to go with this. Mark's looking nice, like, wrap it up. The girl is mine. Mine, mine.
Hey, the more we know, man.
Mine, mine. Mine, mine.
The girl is mine.
This is The Morning Shift.
Kia ora, good evening and everything in between. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Brooke.
And this is True News
for you.
And your three news stories for today. Be nice, rugby fan. As a rugby fan becomes the first online troll to be convicted in a landmark referee abuse case. Google AI paywall, the future. And Fijo a nah or Fijo a yeah. Shoppers asked to buy Fijoas to help struggling growers.
That's a hard one.
A really hard one. Yeah. Got to like Fijoas.
Yeah, they love them or you don't.
Exactly.
You love them or you hate them.
Let's start with the rugby fan. A rugby fan in Australia has been convicted of abusing match officials online in a landmark case following last year's Rugby World Cup match between England and Samoa. The 22-year-old youth worker was convicted by Australian authorities for one count of carriage service to menace or harass via online communications after pleading guilty. Basically, he sent some horrendous messages to the television match official Brian McNeice and his wife after he got upset with that match between England and Samoa. And he's been ordered to pay, $1,095 and has a 12-month suspended fine. For abusing referees.
I don't
want to
say what's in my head.
Yeah, first of all, okay, I'll go first and then you have a jam. First of all, that never should happen.
Never.
Like, that shouldn't happen, and that's, sorry to that guy, the ref and his wife. But what separates him from all the players? Because players are getting this tenfold.
Mm-hmm.
They are getting abused left, right, and centre, and that's part of the job.
Else with that. Sorry. I understand what you're saying now.
Right? You lose a game. Well, the point differential isn't where it want to be, and people are coming at these.
The company
these
that actually found this guy guilty, doing all the, I guess, all the investigations on behalf of World Rugby, might actually, they're working closely with World Rugby again, just to keep the referee safe. But it could be something that, you know, extends further, and the players get protected by the same company as they investigate those who are abusing.
Okay, I'll say it
first.
Here's what I think when I hear that story. Back to Brooke's point, that should never happen. Sending abuse to someone about, you know, over the internet, anything, to me it's the same as if they were in person. You probably wouldn't say it, so
don't say
the fact that you get courage and you feel like, so point blank, that should never happen. But are you telling me, in the history of sports fans, abusing refs, abusing players, the one they decide to put on notice, he's got to be brown?
He's brown.
Is he brown?
Where'd you get that from?
Did I take the race? Did I bring race into it?
I didn't say he was Australian.
Yeah, but
I didn't give you a name.
He was arguing about England versus Samoa. I know my man. My gumma was feeling away about the way Samoa was treated, and you know he went too far.
It's fair to say, yeah.
Come on, man! You're gonna start doing that now?
Hey, it's a good place to start. It's a good place to start. At least someone's doing something.
I know there's some people from other cultures done way worse.
Way worse.
Said way worse.
Hey.
But you know. I'll leave race out of it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Sorry about that. But it is wrong. We shouldn't be doing it.
Second story, Google, the search engine used by more than a billion people around the world, is reportedly considering charging for a premium content generated by AI. It'll be the first time Google has charged for any of its content. According to the Financial Times, it said they're looking to add certain AI-powered search features to its premium subscription service, which would offer you the access to have this new AI assistant called Gemini.
I don't like it.
They don't need to charge. I just Googled their net worth. And okay, maybe the market value for these things is separate. It's not always spot on, but it has to be in the ballpark. Yeah. $863 billion.
Yeah. That's just how much they make. Yeah. That's so how much Google's worth. I don't know. They've had a few problems, though, with their Gemini as it's been going through the service. You know how everyone sort of releases an AI bot and everyone's sort of trying to make it work? Well, their one in particular has been a little, I guess, niggly to get right.
It's calling something Gemini and then realizing it's been niggly and difficult is probably your own fault.
This is true.
Okay.
And final story, Fijoa growers.
Oh, that's right. I like that.
Yeah. Struggling with lower prices this season, asking consumers to buy more of the fruit to help boost returns. The New Zealand Fijoa Growers Association said fruit from Gisborne was usually picked earlier, so growers, they enjoyed higher prices before the fruit from the rest of the country came into the market. But this year, the fruit all came around at the same time, pushing down the prices. Growers were paid by $1 per kilogram, which is not as much as what they usually get. So they're asking people to go out and eat as many Fijoas as you possibly can and buy them.
Fijoas is a tough fruit, eh? Like, I generally just, they've got to be at the exact right time. You know, they can only be sliced in half with a sharp knife because it's not ASMR, but it's like, you know, it's part of the experience. Nah, you need a teaspoon on deck.
Ah.
And then apparently if you're Matsumaki, you got to eat the whole thing.
Ah, oh, eating so the whole thing.
Maybe you should buy more Fijoas for us.
I can't stand them.
You don't like the Fijoa ones?
But I hate Fijoa pie, Fijoa ice cream, all the other. Fijoa I don't lollies. Like the flavor. Oh, I just like the fresh fruit.
Do you like black licorice? I don't know why I associate the two, but I imagine
it. Yep. No. I'm glad you finished that. Yes.
Yeah, no, I don't.
No, I can't stand it. Yeah. Do you like black licorice?
No, I don't, but I associated the two. Like, I thought if you like Fijoa, then you
they
like
are
black
so
licorice.
Different.
No, don't do that.
Your mouth needs a punch.
And the people who like black licorice, you know that's a certain type of person. That's the category I'm putting Fijoa lovers in.
Yeah, racist.
I'm kidding.
Bring racist, do it again.
I'm sorry, I did it again. Sorry.
It's us for another week.
I believe in brown privilege. I'm not racist. I'm Jordan.
I'm Brooke.
And that was True News.
For you!
I'm not racist.
This is The Morning Shift.
But my life is good.
The Men's Den. Thanks to Spates Summit Ultra.
Ha ha! There we are, into the Men's Den. Where we slow it all down a bit, everyone is welcome onto the leather couches. All thanks to our mates at Spates, helping mates
be better mates.
I love that line. It's a slogan for you.
It's a good way, you know what? It's a good way to reach out to an audience and be like, you know what? We get it. Sit down, talk about things.
100%. Shifters, here's a day I never thought would happen. We would be doing Men's Den, and I would be taking the rap Civil War beef that I've been getting very excited about and somehow using it for Men's Den. So if you don't know, there's a rap Civil War going around at the moment in hip-hop culture where, you know, Kendrick Lamar, well, hip-hop fans, and it's a bit of fun. It is a bit of fun, but hip-hop fans, you know, I feel like the game's been a bit dry for a moment, and the big three, Kendrick, Cole, and Drake, there's an opportunity for them to go at it, and we, as hip-hop fans, for whatever reason, are excited about that. The songs that we might get, and it's the best players playing the best players.
It's an all-star
game. It's not in a time where, you know, back in the Tupac days and that, where you were actually worried what camps were actually going to go at each other. It kind of feels like it's safe. It's within the art, 100%.
And you made a good point yesterday where these guys are at the height of their skills.
Totally.
So it's not Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul.
Nah, they're like, in their primes.
Yeah.
So I never thought we'd be doing this, but Kendrick had a little, he kind of put it out there. I felt it was more directed at Drake, but kind of threw J. Cole in the mix too. You could read between the lines. And he's kind of like, I'm the best. So everyone's waiting on the reply. Then, as you know, J. Cole dropped his project last Friday and he has a song on it called 7 Minute Drill.
Mm-hmm.
And in that song, and I said that in my breakdown, I felt like J. Cole kind of overstepped the mark. Like, to discredit Kendrick's discography, to kind of say the angle of like, you average one good verse every 30 months, when Kendrick's never been about frequency, he's always been about quality, I kind of felt like, doesn't really like, that's not the way I wanted J. Cole to kind of go at him like that.
When you were saying that, I'll be honest with you, I hadn't listened to it at that point. I've gone back and listened to it, and some of the things he's going at, he's saying his last album wasn't good. Kendrick's last album was great.
100%.
Mr. Morales, and maybe it was not for you right now, but that album was going to
be for you at some point.
At some point, that's going to go down as one of the greats.
Exactly. And then 2 days ago, J. Cole, and this is why I love Cole, at his concert, Dreamville concert, with his fans in a stadium on a stage alone, he decides to have a moment with the world. And this is what eventuates.
So I'm so proud of that project, except for one part. It's one part of that shit that make me feel like, man, that's the lamest shit I ever did in life, right? And I know this is not what a lot of people want to hear. I know I can hear my right now like, nah, don't do that. But I got to keep it 100 with y'all, right? I damn near had a relapse, right? Because y'all heard some shit that happened two, three weeks ago, however long it was. Y'all heard that bazooka that was dropped on them in game, right? So all of this time of me moving on my own accord, for the first time I was tested. Why am I tested? Because I got the world and I got my, like, what you gonna do, Cole? Like, big boy, I must have had 1,000 missed calls. Text flooded, I couldn't even answer my shit. It's wartime, boom, 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 right? I wanna see blood. And I was conflicted because, one, I know my heart, you know what I mean? And like, I know how I feel about my peers, these two that I just been blessed to even stand beside in this game, let alone chase their greatness, right? So I felt conflicted because I'm like, bro, I know I don't really feel no way, but the world want to see blood. I don't know if y'all can feel that, but the world want to see blood. So I say all of that to say, in my spirit of trying to like get this music out, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, I moved in a way that I feel spiritually feel bad on me. Like I try to like jab back and I try to keep it friendly, but at the end of the day, when I listen to it and when it comes out and I see the talk, that shit don't sit right with my spirit. That shit make me feel, that shit disrupts my peace. So what I want to say right here tonight is, in the midst of me doing that and in that shit trying to find a little angle and downplay this catalog and his greatness, I want to say right now tonight, how many people think Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest to ever touch a microphone? Dreamville, y'all love Kendrick Lamar, correct? As do I. So I just want to come up here and be like, publicly be like, bro, that was the lamest, like, goofiest shit. And I say all that to say, it made me feel like 10 years ago when I was moving incorrectly. And I pray that God align me back up on my purpose and
come
on my
on.
Path. You know what I mean? I pray that I really didn't feel no way. And if he did, I got my chin out. Take your best shot. I'm going to take that shit on the chin, boy. Do what you do. You know what I mean? Like, all good. Like, it's love. And I pray that, you know, I pray that y'all are like, forgive for like the misstep, and then I can get back to my true path. Cause I ain't gonna lie to y'all, past 2 days felt terrible. Like, it let me know how good I've been sleeping for the past 10 years. So all of that to say, man, I wanna now perform the song that's a reminder to me of getting back on the right path and getting in tune with God. And the name of the song is called Love Yours. I wanna do that for y'all right now.
Bravo, J. Cole. I heard that, and as much as we do want to see stuff play out, I think it's the most like powerful example. Because you know what it is like. He knows what he's doing in that moment. And he knows what he's doing. He knows hip hop's gonna clown him. He knows people are gonna say he ain't that guy, and he's been trying to be that guy. He's been proving that he's that guy. Like, I've already read like so many of the blogs. I've read different artists, celebrities talk about it. Like, the industry saying, Ebro said this doesn't diminish his rapping skill at all, but you can't ever be considered the best of a generation in rap after playing your cards this way. Okay, Ebro. Mick Jenkins said, as a rapper's rapper, as a competitor, I am surprised, I am disgusted, I am disappointed. These are his peers. Academic said, the big three is now Drake, Kendrick, and Future. J. Cole eliminated J. Cole eliminated from all hip hop conversations. And this is the point around Men's Den today. When you want to do the right thing to yourself, you're gonna get clowned. He said, even though I said that stuff, I know my heart. And I remember something someone told me a long time ago. They said, you can hide how you feel from the world, but you can never hide how you truly feel from yourself. And I just think it's just the most powerful example of J. Cole saying, I've the narrative, all of this, I don't care. I don't care where you put me in the blogs, what you write about me. My spirit didn't feel okay with that. And that's a lesson for us all. That is a lesson for us all. We don't need to be J. Cole to catch the lesson there. However this plays out in our life. You know, months last year, I talked about forgiveness. I talked about this means then. The amount of messages I got of people that said, I went to my brother, I went to my friend, I went to that person, and I got that right. And the way I feel now, I didn't know, like, I couldn't replace it. I didn't know I needed to feel like that. These are the real human moments that make this experience. Just talks about like how he slept for the last 10 years.
That was the one for me.
He had two nights sleep and he was like, no. Because when you like...
It's a long night.
What J. Cole knows and why we all respect him is because he's been true to himself for an accumulative amount of reps now that he has that love from us. And when you move outside of that, like the universe can't work on your behalf. God can't work on your behalf, whatever he's talking about, because you're now working out of like yourself. And so like, I love that guy even more now. Like, I think it's just an amazing example of when something doesn't feel right within, you have to do something. You have to act on it. And I don't know how you boys feel about that today, but that's what I wanted to bring to the men's tent.
What I learned from that is that's an example of that we can all be caught up in.
100%.
It's an example of a man 100%. Who got caught up in something,
100%.
Realized that the alignment was out, and the simplest thing I can take out of that is doing right by yourself. Doing right by yourself helps you sleep, helps you stay right. And doing right by yourself, you know when you're doing it, you know, when you're being truly you. You know when you're making the right decisions. Doing right by yourself. On your J. Cole.
100%.
Hard out. I struggle because I wanted to see the art, you know. So there is that part of me, probably very similar to you, Jordan.
100%.
I wanted to see it play out. And however that was going to play out, just, and that's on a selfish level. But if you actually break it down, as you've said today, and we're always trying to push love, you know, it's always at the forefront of everyone's minds.
Until it's time to be love. You know? Not everyone want to make that
connection.
That's why I love it.
In front of the world, I'm here for it. I think, Jordan, you nailed it pretty well. But at the start, I was kind of like, I was waiting for them heavy hitters to come, but what he did, and because it didn't sit right, and I think we all listened to it and go, probably wasn't the best that we've heard from you as well. Maybe that's sitting with his spirit. He's just saying you can't fake the funk. It's a long two nights to sleep by yourself. So it'll be, you feel a little bit alone when you say something like that in front of the world.
100%.
But I tip my hat to him. You're probably right, Jordan. After all of it, probably love him a little bit more. And because he has songs like this. The good like, news is it came a long
way. The bad news is went the wrong way. Like, we're Cole fans, man. And I just want to quickly, just last thing. Cole said he spent 10 years being this person. And in a moment with a bunch of noise for 2 days, his peace got disrupted. And I want that to be, and after 2 days, he kept himself accountable and he nipped it in the butt right there.
That's
and
the
then.
Part there, though.
Yeah,
but you got to let that fester.
What happens with us is we discredit or we highly underestimate what a moment can do, what some noise can do, what a bad conversation can do, and how that plays out a week from then, a month from then. Next minute, we're doing a decade.
And you become that person.
And we transition to this person that we have convinced ourselves we like, but we don't really
mess with.
So that was just an example of it. Maybe I took
closing,
too much on
that. What was so loud was say that what you said again about you can't lie to yourself.
You can hide how you feel from the world, but you can never hide how you feel from yourself. Make the adjustments, Fano. Make the adjustments. Love you guys. That's the show for today. Check on your people.
Hey, we got a big one for you tomorrow. Though. We got one waiting for you tomorrow.
We'll
don't
see you tomorrow.
Shrek!
This is The Shift. The Shift.
Go home, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go home.
The Morning Shift.
I'm going to make him an offer he came with you.
The Shift.
I love you.
This is The Shift.
Got it.
Okay.
I'm like some burger.
Oh, yeah.
If you head to chemistwarehouse.co.nz right now, you can check out their vitamins and supplements sub-tab. And, hey, without further ado, this week they have feature products, including Go Vira Defense and the Elizabeth Arden New York Green Tea Collection. Beautiful. Go check it out, chemistwarehouse.co.nz.